ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate Republicans locked in a marathon session as they try to pass a massive mega bill for President Trump's domestic agenda. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Right, it's voting on a series of amendments that Democrats are putting forward to try to change this legislation that will be unsuccessful, and some amendments that Republicans are putting forward to cut even more, like a Rick Scott proposed amendment to enact further cuts onto Medicaid. Unclear if he's got the support in his own ranks among Senate Republicans to get that over the goal line.
State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce today says 16 flights have departed Israel with over 650 U.S. citizens since the Israel-Iran conflict escalated. In northern Idaho, officials identified the gunman who shot and killed, they say, two firefighters and injured a third. Police say Wes Rowley started that brush fire to lure firefighters to the scene, and police say they located the gunman on a nearby ridge and say that he died. Stocks ended up adding to gains from last week. This is ABC News. Just over a month after receiving a pardon from President Trump and walking out of federal prison, reality couple Todd and Julie Chrisley spoke about their conviction on fraud and tax evasion and also their time in lockup with ABC's Juju Chang.
Federal prosecutors allege the couple swindled at least $30 million from community banks between 2007 and 2012.
Did you really drive a forklift?
I did. I absolutely did. I stayed busy every day.
Your wife is driving forklifts and you're
but she's always been different than me. I mean, like, you put me in federal prison, I'm not working for you. I'm not giving you no free labor. I'm not doing any of that.
They were in the midst of serving 12 and 7-year sentences before receiving a controversial pardon from President Trump.
In Britain, the heat is on at Wimbledon, officially the hottest opening day ever for the tennis tournament, with temperatures hitting 93 degrees at center court. Europe getting hit with a heat wave this week, including parts of Portugal and Spain. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Isolated showers possible tonight, early, then partly cloudy, low 61. A good amount of sunshine and not as humid tomorrow with a high of 83. And then for tomorrow night, it will be clear with a low of 61. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 81 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The body of a boater who went missing in the Wisconsin River 3 months ago has finally been recovered. Wisconsin Dells Police said they received the report Sunday of a body found around a local beach. The body was later identified as 20-year-old Francesco DiFilippo of Chicago. Francesco was boating with 75-year-old Luis DiFilippo of Chicago and another boater on the Wisconsin River April 3rd when their boat capsized. One of the boaters was able to swim to the riverbank. Luis DiFilippo's body was recovered from the river a day later. A Milwaukee police officer has died after being shot while responding to a call about a person with a weapon. Officer Kendall Corder, age 32, died Sunday, 3 days after the shooting. His partner was also injured but survived. They were responding to a call about a person with a weapon when they were both fired upon in an alley. The police department said the officers were not able to return fire. A 22-year-old suspect has been arrested, but criminal charges have yet to be filed. The police department did not name the suspect. Governor Evers today issued a statement on the passing of Milwaukee Police Department Officer Kendall Corder and ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff immediately in honor of Officer Corder until sunset Tuesday, July 1st, as well as the date of Officer Corder's burial, which has not yet been announced. A home was a complete loss following a fire in Muscadet on Sunday afternoon. The Muscadet Fire Department responded to a call at the Cup home at 236 North Wisconsin Avenue around 2:15. Firefighters were fighting the blaze under adverse conditions with high heat and muggy conditions for 7 hours. The Muscadet Fire Department received mutual aid from the Avoca, Blue River, and Richland Center Fire Departments, the Muscadet EMS, the Boscobel EMS, Muscadet Police Department, and Muscadet Utilities. Geyser's European Style Provisions Incorporated, a Union, New Jersey establishment, is recalling approximately 143,000 pounds of ready-to-eat bologna due to misbranding, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced. The various bologna products subject to recall contain meat or poultry source materials that are not declared on the product labels. The ready-to-eat bologna items were produced between March 20th and June 20th, 2025. The products subject to recall were distributed to wholesale and retail locations nationwide and bear establishment number EST5385 inside the USDA mark of inspection on the product labels. Although FSIS does not expect any adverse health effects for Class 3 recalled products, and there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products, anyone concerned about an illness should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that the products may be in consumers' refrigerators and freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. The search for a new provider to work in the Muscadet and Richland Center communities was successful, according to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Victoria Wilcox, physician assistant, family medicine, has been hired. Her experience includes primary care for soldiers and those needing help with traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, neurosurgery, and orthopedic care at various locations, including Fort McCoy, the VA Medical Center in Toma, and VA Medical Center in Dublin, Georgia. Wilcox has experience on the civilian side as well. She has diagnosed and managed the care of patients with comprehensive conditions, including heart failure and heart disease, cardiomyopathy, and congenital heart disease in patients of all ages. Victoria Wilcox's more recent work in helping patients with substance dependencies, namely opioids, alcohol, hepatitis C, and depression, fulfills an ever-present need in the community served by the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Muscadet Health Center will be Victoria Wilcox's primary location starting in early July. Lyle Cradwell, director of Rural Health Clinics, said she will be worked into rotation to help with urgent care coverage at Richland Center. Contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics to schedule an appointment and welcome her to the community. Wisconsin Women in Conservation is inviting women landowners, farmers, farm workers, gardeners, and conservation professionals to a summer learning circle potluck and farm prairie tour at Sweet Springs Farm in Gays Mills Wednesday from 4 to 6:30. The event offers an opportunity to connect with fellow women in conservation, tour a diversified organic farm, and learn from Harriet Bahar, a longtime conservation advocate and Wisconsin Women in Conservation Queen Bee Award recipient. The event is free, but pre-registration is required at wiwic.org. Attendees are encouraged to bring a chair, a dish, and or beverage to share, and any questions they may have. This event is co-sponsored by Michael Fields Agricultural Institute and Renewing the Countryside. A longtime annual Independence Day celebration will be taking place this week. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration will be held in Fireman's Park Thursday and Friday. The celebration kicks off Thursday with concession stands opening at 5 and Doc's DJ playing music until 10:30. Also that evening, there will be an old-timers baseball game starting at 8. On Friday morning, there will be a marketplace featuring local vendors from 7 until 4. The 5K water walk run will be held at 8. Angela Larson is the chairperson of the Lone Rock Celebration.
The fun thing about that is it's a 5K through Lone Rock, and residents are encouraged to set up sprinklers and spray them with water hoses as they are running by. So kind of unique and fun, and keep them cool.
After the walk run, a long-standing tradition, the parade will step off at 11.
The parade is always a good time. If there are any businesses or any organizations or anyone that would like to be in the parade, the lineup, they meet by the library from 10:15 to 10:45. That registration will be open. It's free to enter. You just come and get a number and tell us who you are, and they'll announce you, and you just get in line. And it's always a lot of fun. Lots of candy being thrown and handed out.
Following the parade, barbecued chicken will be served in two locations. The EMS Chicken Barbecue will be sold at the Lone Rock Fire Department, and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue will be held at Fireman's Park. At 1, a sand wrestling tournament will get underway. Stetson Clary is with Top Dogs Wrestling, the host of the event.
There's been a few sand wrestling tournaments around the area. I've been to a few. There was one way back in the day in Blue River, and then lacrosse holds one now and then. There's a little bit of a different rule set, so it's not exactly wrestling. A high amplitude throw would be 5 points. A smaller throw or a feet to back takedown would be 3 points. An out of bounds or a step out would be 1 point, and a major body part to the ground or a simple takedown is just 1 point.
Males and females of all ages can register for the event on the Top Dogs Wrestling Facebook page. Doc's DJ will play from 5 until midnight, and at dusk, there will be fireworks. There also will be Tuningo, a petting zoo, a raffle drawing, bouncy houses, and more at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration Thursday and Friday at Fireman's Park. More information can be found at lonerock4thofjuly.org and on Facebook. With the 4th of July holiday weekend fast approaching, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation urges motorists to slow down on Wisconsin roads and celebrate safe driving habits. According to AAA, Wisconsinites will set a record with more than 1.47 million residents taking a road trip this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected from noon to 9 Wednesday, 2 to 6 Thursday, noon to 7 Friday, and from noon to 6 Sunday. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, 511WI.gov, or the free 511WI app to stay aware of road conditions and view live traffic cameras on your route. Most road construction will pause over the holiday weekend to open as many lanes as possible. BBB is cautioning travelers about U.S. Passport and Visa.org, a website falsely claiming to facilitate international travel processes. Despite a disclaimer stating it is not affiliated with any government agency, many consumers have been misled into believing they are on an official site for passport and visa applications or renewals. Since the website's launch in January of this year, BBB Scam Tracker has received 78 reports detailing fraudulent activities associated with the website. Travelers have reported paying approximately $88, expecting official documents only to receive a simple PDF application that can be filled out for free on the U.S. Department of State website. Subsequently, victims are left to complete the actual application process, with the U.S. Department of State incurring additional cost. BBB recommends the following for those looking to renew their passport. Verify passport renewal procedures directly through the U.S. government's official channels. Allow ample processing time. Passport renewals can vary in processing times. Plan ahead and consult the U.S. Department of State for current processing estimates to prevent rushing into potentially fraudulent quick fix options. Verify website URLs, official government websites, and in .gov. Ensure websites are secure before entering personal information. Avoid third-party services. Be cautious of imposter websites and protect yourself from potential scams. And report scams. You can report scams to BBB Scam Tracker.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwok, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Greenwood Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Wednesday from 4 until 7. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwok. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, July 12th at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, July 12th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point.
Celebrate with color and save big now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale for great paint and so-so jokes. Why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're still tracking a few areas of scattered showers and storms across the Midwest, although they're mostly going north and south of us. There's one patch up around Eau Claire stretching up toward Ironwood-Hurley area, and then another patch stretching from southeast Iowa into Missouri and central Illinois. Still a chance that one or two showers could bubble up around here early this evening, but overall it should turn out to be a quiet night once we get toward late evening and beyond. Tomorrow should be a great summer day for the first day of July, not overly humid, but still warm, and then gradually turning more humid again late this week as south winds return to the region. Dew points will climb back up into the upper 60s toward 4th of July, and with that, there could be a few sporadic showers and thunderstorms across the region. Probably the best chance of widespread rain will be on Saturday, so if you're going to be out camping or heading to some holiday parades and that sort of thing, be sure to be prepared. Otherwise, those temperatures will certainly feel summer-like. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm early, then partly cloudy with a low of 61, light northwest wind. Tomorrow, there should be sunny to partly cloudy skies, not as humid with a high near 83, northwest wind up to 10. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, low at 61, high 86, slight chance of a shower late in the day. Heading into Thursday, mixed skies, very warm and sticky. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible, low in the mid-60s with a high near 88. On the 4th of July, partly sunny, hot and humid. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially late. Low 67 with a high near 90. Saturday, warm and humid with a 70% chance of showers and storms at times. Low 71 with a high of 85. And Sunday, partly sunny, not quite as humid. Low at 66 with a high near 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 80 degrees after a high today of 86 and a morning low of 64. Yesterday's high was 93, and we received 53 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1931 is 99 degrees, with a record low of 41 that was set back in 1943. Last year's high was 74, with a low of 53. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:46, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. Currently, the winds are out of the east-southeast at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.93, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Brewers needed just one more out for a series sweep when former teammate Orlando Arcia homered to tie the game. Colorado then prevailed in 11 innings, 4-3. The game had been scoreless when both Sal Frelick and Christian Yelich homered in the sixth. Frelick had three of Milwaukee's six hits. Grant Anderson was the loser after giving up a run in the 11th. The Brewers are off tonight, and they meet the Mets in New York starting tomorrow. The NL Central is suddenly packed with talented young pitchers. Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens finished third in the National League Cy Young race as a rookie last year. More recently, Milwaukee's Jacob Mizrowski threw 11 straight hitless innings to start his career and then beat Skeens in a head-to-head matchup on Wednesday. Now Cincinnati's Chase Burns has reached the majors. The number two pick in last year's draft struck out his first five hitters he faced for the Reds in his debut against the New York Yankees. One of the most popular Bucks has decided to stay home. Bobby Portis, known as the Mayor, has reached an agreement on a three-year, $44 million contract with the NBA team. Portis has been one of the top players off the bench over the last 5 years, averaging 14 points, 8.4 rebounds per game, and hitting 36% of his three-pointers. Another reserve, Ryan Rollins, has accepted the team's qualifying offer, and Kevin Porter Jr. has rejected his player option. There may be a challenge looming for the Packers' offensive line as the season approaches. It's possible the three of the team's top linemen won't be on the field when training camp starts next month. Multi-year starter Elgin Jenkins wants a better deal in exchange for switching to play center. Second-round draft pick Anthony Belton hasn't signed a contract yet, but only two other second-rounders have, and Zach Tom, maybe Green Bay's best lineman, also wants a new deal. General Manager Brian Gutekunst says work is being done to finalize Tom's contract.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Former Badger point guard Chucky Hepburn has a professional deal. Hepburn went undrafted, but has followed that disappointment with signing a two-way deal with the Toronto Raptors. NBA scouts says he is one of the best undrafted free agents who was available. Hepburn's senior season at Louisville was his best collegiate effort with 16 points, 6 assists, and 3.5 rebounds per game. The Miami Dolphins are sending all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey, Pro Bowl tight end Jonnu Smith, and 2027 seventh-round draft pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for all-pro safety Minka Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. Ramsey announced that the trade on today, I should say, in a social media post. A person familiar with the trade confirmed that the Dolphins will get Fitzpatrick, who returns to the team that drafted him 11th overall in 2018. The terms have been agreed upon and are pending physicals. Smith will get a one-year contract extension for $12 million, according to agent Drew Rosenhaus. And the WNBA is expanding to 18 teams over the next 5 years, with Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia all set to join the league by 2030. Cleveland will begin play in 2028, Detroit in 2029, and Philadelphia the season after, assuming they get approval from the NBA and the WNBA Board of Governors. Toronto and Portland will enter the league next year. All three of the new teams that were announced Monday have NBA ownership groups. Each paid a $250 million expansion fee. All three teams also will be building new practice facilities for the WNBA teams. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Sometimes it's worth hearing from some of the wealthiest people in the world. Let me quote what 370 millionaires and billionaires have said. Quote, "We are the people who have wealth. Political leaders have spent too much time indulging us and too little time delivering for all people. There is a simple solution. You must tax us, the super rich. We want those we elect to build a better future with strong economies that serve everyone and societies where all can thrive." End quote. We should listen to these folks. They are looking out not only for themselves, but for all of us. But there are others who use their wealth to pressure politicians to enact policies that serve only their interests in accumulating more wealth. We need to fight for what's right by contacting our political representatives and letting them know they need to work for all of us. And taxing the rich is the essential thing to do that. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Soybeans and corn were mixed Monday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed. The USDA had planted area below March, contrary to many estimates, and down 4% in the year. Quarterly stocks were larger than expected, topping a billion bushels. July beans were down 3.5 at 1024 and a quarter. August was 3.5 lower at 1029 and three quarters. July soybean meal was up 20 cents at 271.30. July soybean oil was 6 points higher at 52.51. Corn was mixed. Corn acres and quarterly stocks are both close to pre-report estimates, with planted area up 5% in the year and stocks down 7%. Crop development conditions generally look favorable into mid-July or so. July corn was up 3 at 420 and a half. September was down 2 and a quarter at 409 and a quarter. And wheat finished mixed. The USDA made minor adjustments to wheat acreage while quarterly stocks were above a year ago. Chicago and Kansas City are monitoring the winter wheat harvest, and Minneapolis is assessing spring wheat conditions. July Chicago was 4 higher at 528 and 3 quarters. July Kansas City was 10 lower at 506. September Minneapolis was down 7 and a quarter at 620 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were higher, getting ready for this week's widespread direct business with box beef up at midday on Monday. August live was 57 higher at 213.87. October was up 35 at 210.17. August feeders are 277 higher at 310.67. September feeders are up 272 at 310.62. And hogs closed lower on demand questions and the lower midday move in pork. July lean was down $3.15 at 110.10. The August contract was 277 lower at 107.50. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash cattle trade had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Texas and Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday, but business could develop earlier than usual with the holiday shortened week. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down 93 cents at $395.56. Select closed $1.17 higher at $384.10. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and up almost 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs at the major direct closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct into the day 379 higher with a weighted average of 111.88. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of $111.85, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 111.79. Pork values closed lower, down 205 at 115.41, and estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 24,000 on the week and up nearly 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
U.S. crop condition ratings were mixed on the week. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin with the latest ag headlines on Brownfield. Those ratings continue to vary widely by location and by crop, with weather mixed, but generally seen as favorable for development over the last week. The USDA says 73% of corn is in good to excellent shape. That's up 3% on the week. And 66% of soybeans are good to excellent. That's unchanged. More news is next.
It's tea time. Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association and drive soy forward during the second annual Clean Fuels Classic, Monday, July 28th in Evansville at the Evansville Golf Course. By teaming up with Clean Fuels Alliance America, WSA aims to unite Wisconsin farmers, industry leaders, and partners for a fun day of golf while supporting advocacy efforts that benefit soybean producers. It's not too late to register. Visit wisoybean.org for registration and sponsorship information. That's wisoybean.org. We'll see you on the green.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Secretary Brooke Rollins says the USDA's five-point plan to address highly pathogenic avian influenza is working. She tells Brownfield.
We've seen the egg prices come down. We've seen a lot of good movement. We've done over 900 biosecurity audits around the country, but especially in the areas that are really hit.
Ohio State ag economist Ian Sheldon says U.S. soybean exports could face pressure from recently announced trade deal between China and Brazil.
In 2023, Brazil's agricultural exports to China hit $60.24 billion. U.S. exports of soybeans to China in 2023 had fallen to less than 30%. China and Brazil can only intensify.
And quarterly grain and soybean wheat stocks are above expectations. The USDA says soybean stocks were more than a billion bushels, and wheat stocks of 851 million bushels were up 22%. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Fungicide ROI. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Corn and soybeans are in the ground and now must deal with a host of threats, including disease pressure. For many growers, it's not a question of if disease will show up, but when. Darren Holder with Winfield United tells Brownfield there are several ways growers can maximize yield potential this season by making fungicide applications work harder for them. More after this.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Listen here and learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
It's tea time. Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association and drive soy forward during the second annual Clean Fuels Classic, Monday, July 28th in Evansville at the Evansville Golf Course. By teaming up with Clean Fuels Alliance America, WSA aims to unite Wisconsin farmers, industry leaders, and partners for a fun day of golf while supporting advocacy efforts that benefit soybean producers. It's not too late to register. Visit wisoybean.org for registration and sponsorship information. That's wisoybean.org. We'll see you on the green. United Market Development Agronomy Lead Darren Holder says when using a fungicide, matching the hybrid with the right product is key.
Through our Entroplot system, we've been doing response to fungicide tests for the last, I think it's 11 or 12 years on our entire lineup, plus a lot of our partner brand lineup. You know, every year there's disease somewhere, but that research protocol gets executed across our whole footprint, across the U.S., 30-something states, and you don't have disease in all those areas every year. And so I looked at some of those numbers here recently, and it was amazing to me on how consistent the returns are across individual hybrids, okay, across multiple years, high disease years and low disease years, because it's looking at an average across the nation. And I think that's where you start, because some hybrids, you know, you take hybrids today that flower fairly early for their maturity and have an extended grain fill period versus hybrids 20 years ago. They have got to have maximum biomass to get maximum grain fill, right? Because they need all that sugar. They need all that photosynthate. And you're not going to get that if part of your leaves are unhealthy, whether that's from disease or a lack of nutrition. And so fungicides play a role in that. Fungicides play a role in maximizing that biomass so that I can transfer those carbohydrates and those sugars from those leaves to that developing ear to fill that kernel, which is ultimately what we're selling, right? We're selling weight. So I think that's where it starts.
He tells Brownfield, scouting is another important step.
You've got so many options today from a fungicide perspective. I mean, you've got things all the way down to single mode of action, 30, 40 year old chemistry that's generic. Everybody's got one, all the way up to some of these premium 3- and 4-way fungicide products that give you extended protection. There are mixtures of triazoles, strobilurins, SDHIs, and there's a big price gap there, right? You're talking about products that are costing a grower, you know, $4 or $6 an acre, to products costing a grower 20, upper 20s to an acre. So which one should you use? I think scouting helps you make that determination. What's the disease pressure today? What's the environment doing the next week to 2 or 3 weeks? And how would that affect disease pressure? What's blowing in from other markets? What's tar spot doing from the north, what's southern rust doing from the south?
Holder says applying fungicides at the right time and maximizing coverage are more ways to get the best return on investment. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Uh-huh.
feeling.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
That was Luke Combs with Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Before that, we heard from the Railers with Kinda Dig the Feeling. And I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening, bringing you some great music and passing along information to you. Right now, it's mostly cloudy outside, and our temperature is 79 degrees at 546. That's according to the worst floor and home thermometer. Hoping your Monday is a good one. Yes, another start to the work week for most people. And man, we had kind of a decent weekend, then we had a stormy weekend, but hopefully everybody got to enjoy whatever they needed to attend. I heard Thunderfest was a big success on Saturday. So was the Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair on Sunday. And yeah, we did have those little storm warnings out for a couple areas yesterday, but at least we didn't get anything severe here, even though we were under a watch until 9 o'clock yesterday evening. But we did in Richland Center here at the WRCO studios. We received 53 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And that's actually, that started at around, the majority of it came around 3:20, where we had a little bit of a downpour and received about 7/10 then. Then we received an additional 27 hundredths of an inch in the evening, or I mean later in the afternoon, I should say, towards evening. But other than that, yeah, it was a decent weekend otherwise, and hard to believe the 4th of July weekend's coming up this weekend. So whatever you do, do it safely and have lots of fun doing it. Just want to let you know that going on right now, or going on this evening, I should say, the Morrill Lecture, Thriving Land Farming While Embracing a Land Ethic, will be held at 6:30 at the Octagon Barn in Spring Green for an evening with a panel of Wisconsin farmers who will share their unique stewardship approaches to agriculture, embracing the Leopold notion of a land ethic, personal responsibility for the conservation of soil and water, land, and gratitude for its gifts. Dick Cates of Cates Family Farm in Spring Green will serve as moderator. He has recently published a book, A Creek Runs Through This Driftless Land, A Farmer's Family's Journey Towards a Land Ethic, and will be serve as a framework for the conversation. For more information, check out morrilllectures.org.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
This Independence Day, join us in Lone Rock at Fireman's Park for 2 days of family fun. Starting July 3rd in the evening and continuing July 4th all day. Bright and early on July 4th, lace up for the 5K Water Run Walk. Race day registration available. Browse the marketplace from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. featuring Gina's Creations, crossbody bags and bowl koozies, along with party light candles and more. At 11 a.m., the parade marches through downtown, followed by a mouth-watering chicken barbecue and live hometown music. Don't miss the sand wrestling at 1 p.m., youth sports, softball, and baseball fun. As dark falls, gaze skyward for a stunning fireworks display that lights up the Lone Rock sky. All this and more, July 3rd and 4th at Fireman's Park, free to all, open to families, and full of community pride.
It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
100.9 WRCO. Now back in the day, I was high test gasoline. Maybe I'm more like last year's kerosene, but I still burn. I still burn. You walked away while there was still a little left, making me feel like a half-smoked cigarette, but I learned.
Six, you ride my
cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Idaho, authorities say firefighters who responded to the weekend brush fire did not stand a chance. Two died and a third was injured when police say Wes Rowley ambushed them with gunfire after intentionally setting the blaze. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Morris says they continue to look into the shooter's background for a motive.
We have not been able to find any manifesto. We have not been able to inventory the vehicle, although people that have seen the vehicle do believe it appeared as if he was living in the vehicle.
Police traced a cell phone activity that led them to the gunman, who was already dead. President Trump signed an executive order today lifting some of the key sanctions against Syria after the fall of the Assad regime. It's aimed at restarting relations with Syria's neighbors, including Israel, along with the U.S. The first day of jury deliberations in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs has concluded for the day. Jurors sent three notes to the judge during their 5 hours of deliberations today. This is ABC News. President Trump now pushing for a ceasefire deal and hostage release in Gaza. It comes as Israeli forces are stepping up operations with reports today of at least 45 people killed after the IDF struck a cafe along the beach of Gaza City. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv and has more.
President Trump is pushing for that. There are signs that Prime Minister Netanyahu is moving in that direction. I don't think he's going to imminently end the war. I think at the moment the consensus amongst analysts here is that we are potentially weeks away from the war ending, not days.
A federal task force says its investigation into Harvard University found that the university failed to protect Jewish students from harassment during the campus protests over the war in Gaza. The Trump administration now says the university should lose all federal funding.
They say failure to institute adequate changes immediately will result in the loss of all federal financial resources.
ABC's Perry Bressum. Michelle France.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688.